As Europe's politicians continue to debate immigration, the boats keep on coming. At Reggio Calabria in southern Italy, over 400 migrants were brought ashore by German naval vessels. Germany is also bearing the greatest burden of refugees. Over 400,000 asylum seekers are expected to arrive in the country this year, double last year's total. It prompted German Chancellor Angela Merkel to hold an emergency summit Friday, in which she called for European partners to share responsibility.
There will be no alternative to European solidarity to get to a solution.
Hundreds of refugees pass through Italy's Milan station en route to Germany every week. Volunteer aid worker Susi Ioviano offers them food, clothing and advice. She says Europe must make reforms.
To create a humanitarian corridor, give the possibility to these people to apply for an entry visa legally at the different embassies in the neighboring countries like Lebanon, Jordan and Turkey. That would help avoid the illegal transport and risky trips to Europe.
Europe will debate such proposals Wednesday, including a quota system for member states for accepting asylum seekers. Hungary, which is on the route for migrants coming from the Balkans, is one of several nations to have already rejected quotas. Prime Minister Viktor Orban gave this blunt response.
We don't want to see immigrants in Hungary. If other EU members ask our opinion, I say to them that I think you should not want them either.
Many European states blame the chaos in Libya for the influx of boats and have called for warships along the Libyan coast. The interim prime minister of one of two rival governments in Libya, the National Salvation Government, rejected such proposals.
What we want from the European Union is to deal directly with the National Salvation Government in Tripoli and cooperate with it and provide it with the capabilities to curb migration.
Human rights group Amnesty International says the migrants are subjected to horrendous conditions in Libya, which is driving many to escape across the Mediterranean.
They face labor exploitation when they're forced to work without any pay. They face indefinite detention for migration purposes. Inside those detention centers, they do face widespread torture and other ill treatment, including beatings with sticks, whips, cables.
This grim reminder of the risks migrants face emerged over the weekend. Underwater footage taken by Italian authorities shows the boat in which over 700 people are thought to have drowned last month off Libya. Many bodies are still trapped inside. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.